With a look at Radio K-Man's Morning News, I'm Dion Anglin. The prosecution in the murder trial of Devon Emmanuel Wright Jr. has told the jury two clear strands of evidence rule out any suggestion of an unknown intruder or involvement by two other adults in the home. Radio K-Man's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Devon Emmanuel Wright Jr. continues to stand trial for the murder of toddler Alice Adie Powell in Cayman Brac. He denies the charges of murder and abduction. On Monday, in summing up the case, prosecutors say the child's mother and any other occupant cannot be implicated. They reminded the jurors that the initial medical examination concluded that the child had drowned and that the mother sought an independent second autopsy. That report led police to reopen the case as a murder investigation. The Crown argues her actions are wholly inconsistent with harming her child. Jurors also heard that the mother called 911 in a panic and fainted when the child's body was found. A neighbor described her as frantic, while in contrast, the defendant appeared relaxed, smiling, and walking casually. Another witness said Wright seemed calm and controlled, which prosecutors say reflected his awareness of what had happened. The prosecution then turned to Wright Jr. They say it is undisputed that he was the only person awake when the child disappeared. According to his own account, he was outside of the apartment at the time. The mother testified that she searched for him by the pool where he often smoked, but he was not there and was seen walking from the seaside of the Cayman Brac apartment. Wright Jr. had previously told police he saw no strangers, heard no cries for help, and noticed nothing unusual when he was outside at the material time the toddler is now known to have disappeared. The Crown argues that with no sign of forced entry, and with both the mother and another family member eliminated as suspects, Wright Jr. is the only possible culprit. They say inconsistencies in his statement and his behavior on the morning the child went missing support their case. Justice the Honorable Emma Peters is set to do her summation this morning, after which the jury could be sent to deliberate. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
In other local news, an update on the East-West Arterial Road Project to the Eastern Districts. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
During Friday's public quarterly National Conservation Council meeting, Department of Environment Director Jeannie Ebanks Petrie reminded NCC members of their meeting with planning. It was, quote, agreed at the meeting that the Ministry of Plahi would gazette the alignment that represented the environmental impact assessment alignment of the road extending out to the Eastern Districts between Hurst Road and Woodland Drive, Agricola Drive, as well as up to the quarry, which is east of Lookout Gardens.
After this point, they're proposing to amend the alignment to take the alignment further north. People will recall that, north of Paul Bodden's quarry.
Portion that's not been gazetted.
Correct. They apparently already have the Section 4 notices from Cabinet that they're required to go in and do additional work like geotechnical investigations and any kind of data collection that they might need to inform their choice about the route in that location.
Ms. Ebanks Petrie says her department initially received a boundary plan for the whole route, but it's now been confirmed that the bit they're gazetting is actually just the EIA route up to the KP quarry.
Is it been gazetted now? Do we know?
We were asked for our feedback. So that has been written and they're taking that on board before they actually gazette.
Okay.
Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Thank you, Carsley. And now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
BBC News with Govinda Gill. Rescue efforts are continuing in Western Colombia to find survivors of Monday's earthquake. More than 130 people were killed, but there are fears many others remain trapped under the rubble in the cities of Cali and Pereira. A court in Syria has sentenced the ousted President Bashar al-Assad and a former head of political security to death for crimes committed during the country's civil war. Mr. Assad fled to Russia 2 years ago. Thailand's ordered the immediate suspension of gun permits after two deadly shootings in recent days, including one at a school. Thailand has one of the highest levels of gun ownership in the world. President Zelensky has accused Russia of using North Korean missiles to attack Ukraine. At least 9 people were killed overnight. Ukraine has also continued to strike warehouses belonging to the Russian online retailer Wildberries. A medical charity is warning of an extreme hunger crisis among children in Somalia. MSF says a survey at displacement camps in the southwest found half of children were acutely malnourished. Health officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo say more than 4,000 people have contracted Ebola, with half of those dying from the disease. Experts say it's the fastest growing Ebola outbreak on record.
That's it for Radio Cayman's 7 o'clock morning news. I'm Dion Anglin.